The largest of these is the 20-mile-long Aufsleit Dyke, the closing dyke, which was constructed in the early 1930s, joining the provinces of North Holland and Friesland via the road that runs along the top of it. The dyke closed off the North Sea and turned part of the Zuider Zee into what is now a freshwater lake, the Isselmeer. The Aufsleit Dyke made it possible to drain parts of the Isselmeer and turn them into polders, land reclaimed from under the water. This reclaimed land now forms the province of Flevoland. The main delta area of the Netherlands forms the southwestern province of Zeeland. It is protected from flooding by an enormous complex of dams and bridges called the Delta Works, built during the 1980s and 90s, that combine to control the water level. The landscape of the Netherlands is not totally flat and featureless, as many people expect it to be. There are distinct regional variations. Sand dunes and lowland start by the sea in the west and north, leading to the wooden Utrecht Heuvelrug hilly ridge in the centre and the sandy areas in the east of the country. North Brabant and the province of Gelderland contain most of the wooded countryside. There are also areas of heather-filled heath in Gelderland and in the province of Drenthe. Finally, there are the slightly higher hills in the southeastern province of Limburg, near the borders of Germany and Belgium. The highest point of the Netherlands is in this province at Valseberg Hill, which is 1,053 feet above sea level. Each area has its own fauna and flora, and there are nature reserves across the country. To the north of the country are the Waddenzee Islands, Waddeneilanden. The sea in this area is very shallow, and at low tide at certain times of the year, it's possible to take a guided walk across the mudflats from the mainland to the islands at particular points. If you're flying over the Netherlands, the two things that strike you are the amount of water and the regularity of the landscape. The Dutch like things to be neat, and this is evident in the regular patchwork of fields crisscrossed by waterways. When you are at ground level, the changing quality of the light is impressive. No wonder there have been so many famous Dutch landscape painters. Windmills were used to harness the energy of the wind in order to pump out water from the lowlands. Many can still be seen, but the vast majority are now simply a charming tourist attraction. Climate. The climate is temperate. Generally, the summers are cool and the winters are mild, but cold snaps can occur in January and February. When the temperatures drop and the canals and lakes freeze over, the Dutch get out their skates and take to the ice. At these times, the skies are a brilliant periwinkle blue. The sun shines and everybody has a great time in the open air. People take hot air balloon rides to enjoy the marvellous view.